I also want to talk about mastery, because as a longer term student with the guitar lessons Ithaca, you understand how a lot of this works, and maybe your understanding is not all conscious, maybe it's subconscious. So I want to bring it to light because it can actually help you on your journey, speed it up a little, as well as help you appreciate what we do and why we do what we do in the lessons. I'll get into mastery in a minute, but just a little background. When I went to the Elite Guitar Teachers Teaching Summit this past summer, which was via Zoom, I didn't really go anywhere physically, we got to teach other teachers and observe other teachers teaching, learn about the principles of teaching, and talk about all sorts of things. And I really feel like I've gotten a lot better in teaching. Even after 20 years, there's still a lot of room to get better. And what I noticed in myself is I don't talk as much, even though I'm talking a lot right now. We do more and talk less, which is what I've always believed. But when I saw it live, you know, the teacher who would do the least talking would have the most, like, the students were working hard, you know, and it's just a wonderful thing. So it made me reflect on what mastery really is and what musical growth really should be. And this is also in part based on other sessions that I attended on teaching and on mastery within that course. And I feel like teaching is even easier now for me. You know, I feel like I don't have to do as much work. You know, I don't have to explain or jump through hoops or show you this. You know, new teachers, I think they feel like, you know, they always have to deliver something new or the student won't be happy. This is what they expect. I think you guys, now that you've been with the school a few years, you know that new information isn't necessarily the quickest path to mastery. In fact, it impedes it. The way to mastery is you revisit. I'm going to cover this in the next session, but you keep revisiting the fundamentals and connect them, you know. Connecting what you already know and being able to recall them instantly is really what makes a master. So here we go with the mastery session.